It's an interesting film. The stuff that you said about what, you know, what happens at the beginning in that first 10, 15 minutes. I mean, it is astonishing how it is constructed effectively as a drama. It was interesting hearing Ron Howard there say that what he looked toward was the beginning of Spielberg Saving Private Ryan, because that collection of phone footage, and as you said, it's the morning but the sky is black, dash cam footage. I mean, that sequence is really, I mean, it's on a cinematic level, it's all put together with, you know, great dramatic gusto, and it is quite terrifying. I find it very, you know, very, which it absolutely should be. However, as the title of the documentary says, Rebuilding Paradise, the main thrust of the doc is about people then going back and rebuilding the community. And that also has a kind of Hollywood narrative to it, because it's to do with, it's a tale of human endurance against extraordinary odds. It's people returning, you know, we see footage of people returning to properties that have been completely burned to the ground and standing amidst, you know, blocks that are just as far as the eye can see, it's kind of scorched earth. And yet saying, no, I am going to rebuild from here. And actually, we hear from some people, there's one person, you know, who says, you know, I'm lucky enough that my partner wanted to come back, because obviously some people wouldn't have wanted to come back. If I have a reservation about the film, it's that in a way, what I want is more of the politics and the background, more of the, this is how it will happen. I mean, obviously, you know, we hear something about the power company, but actually the story then about the power company and the settlement is very intriguing and very interesting. We have a sense that that everything that's happening with climate change is obviously contributing to all of this, but actually what I want is more of that. That moment that you mentioned with Trump, I think it's stuck in everybody's mind, not least because the fact that he mistook the word paradise for pleasure tells you everything that you need to know. I mean, not honor, not, not peace, not, but for him, paradise is pleasure. That is the definition of the word paradise. And I think that thing stands out like a sore thumb in the documentary, because it is the one moment at which the documentary actually seems to kind of, you know, to take a slightly more aggressive stance, even though all it is doing is showing that piece of film, which speaks for itself. I mean, I wanted more of that. What you get, because, you know, Ron Howard is very good at this, is you get the emotional thing about the story of the individual people. The clip that we heard about the fact that the whole thing is to have the graduation back on the ground where it should be. That is very emotional. Even the fact, if you wrote that in a fictional film, you'd say, well, you know, that's over-egging it. There's one story, there's one moment in which we see a policeman burst into tears because he has found somebody whose partner believed that they had perished in the fire. And as he tells the story, he bursts into tears. And again, if you'd written that as a drama script, as a fiction drama script, nobody would believe it. So I think it's very powerful, but I wanted, what I wanted was more investigation, but that's partly because that's what I wanted from the film. And I understand that there's always a failure in saying, well, the problem with this film is it isn't the film that I wanted it to be.